Future Proof Extra
with Jonathan McRae.
Proudly supported by Research Ireland
on News Talk.
I have to say, I'm really excited about this next piece because I have just learned that I know nothing about teeth. Absolutely nothing. And I'm wondering if you are like me, because what goes on in our mouth is absolutely fascinating. I'm joined by Dr. Brona Keane. She's a specialist in cosmetic dentistry and facial aesthetics. And often on this program, we start at the beginning because we find out lots of things that we don't know, or that we thought we knew but actually is untrue. So can we start off talking, Brona, if you don't mind, about just the anatomy of human teeth? So what we start off with and how we get to an adult mouth step by step, because when I think about it, it is absolutely mad as a process. So when we're babies, what do we start off with?
So when we're babies, we start off with gums. and then we're going to go through that teething process and get our baby teeth. And then eventually we're going to lose those baby teeth and then get the adult's teeth at a later date, which is kind of funny because, as you say, it's probably the only organ that we get to just replace, you know. But the baby teeth are there and they're holding space for the adult teeth. So a lot of the time people think that, oh, they're just baby teeth and they're like just for the kids smiling, but they have so many jobs for helping the adult teeth to grow and to prevent issues in the long run. Once we get the fillings in them or anything, like, you're kind of just getting into this cycle of having a filling and then a bigger filling, and it just kind of progresses like that. So that's why it's always good to act on the side of prevention rather than cure, because the tooth is only so big, and then eventually we get into nerve issues compared to if we prevent and we do our brushing and our general dental visits, we're going to prevent a lot of issues.
Right. So when we start off as babies, we have this hard sort of, it almost feels like a mouth guard when you put your finger on it, this gum. What is that gum and how do teeth push through it? Like, how does that work?
So they're going to get, like, it's just a bony ridge and they've just got these forces to just grow up, like, in through the gums and stuff.
They do at different times.
Yeah. So it does take, like, up to like 3 years old before they've got in all their baby teeth. And then again, then that process is going to happen again from the age of like six, but plus or minus 12 months.
So the teeth push through at various rates through the gum, and they form 20, is it 20 teeth we start out with?
20 teeth for the baby teeth, yeah.
Okay. Can you take us through the various shapes and what they do, please? Because there's lots of stuff there that I didn't realise.
Oh, yeah. So we've got like our front teeth at the front, which are like the incisors, and they're going to be for cutting the food up. Then you've got your pointy fang guys. So those are your canine guys. And they are for tearing up food and, like, kind of, I guess, more traditionally like canines in the dogs for ripping the meat off the bone and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's kind of their job, is tearing things off. And then your premolars are going to assist in that job. And then you're going to be getting more into your, like, grinding of food on your molars and stuff, which is, again, why if people get a lot of like cracked teeth nowadays, because we're grinding with those teeth.
Yeah.
And that's their job, is to get everything mushy so we can swallow it.
So the molars aren't, they're not flat. They're sort of, they've got bumps on them. What is the purpose of that?
So those bumps are going to, they're going to help to tear and grind the food up. But I mean, they also have like lots of other functions, such as like keeping the teeth straight. So, or keeping the teeth in position, because they are going to lock into each other, those bumps, into the grooves on your teeth. And then also when you move your jaw from side to side, you get like this group function of your teeth that kind of assists the joint movement to prevent any joint issues for your jaw.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when we are chewing, the entire process happens pretty much at the back. Is that right? Or are there various...
The chewing should yeah, it's going to be with your back teeth, because they have that bigger surface for actually grinding down the food. So that's why those teeth are going to predominantly have like their fillings a lot of the time on the top surface of the teeth.
And so when kids start off with 20, do all of those 20 teeth go, or are there some that last until adulthood? Because it seems like I have a 10-year-old. It seems like he's losing teeth all the time. Like, I don't really know how many teeth he, at some point I'm wondering, is he actually losing adult teeth?
Maybe he just wants money from the tooth.
Yeah, maybe he's just repurposing these teeth. Yeah. He's wise.
No, so actually it's funny that you asked that. I mean, I was curious if this was you, but you mentioned your kid. But some people can actually keep their adult teeth all, or their baby teeth, all the way up took forever.
What?
Because if they don't have a following tooth, an adult tooth, there's nothing. So it's the adult tooth, the energy from the tooth coming into the mouth, which is called eruption into the mouth. And it's that energy that's actually, well, pushing the adult tooth into the mouth, but that's also going to knock the baby tooth out of the mouth.
Right. Yeah.
So if you don't have an adult tooth, that baby tooth is not going to shaft.
Why would you not have an adult tooth?
Genetics is the answer.
Okay.
There's like 2% people that just don't have certain teeth. So typically it would be like the lateral incisors, which are the ones beside your front teeth, the ones beside your top front teeth on the smaller ones. Those guys could be missing. And sometimes it's like premolars that are missing. So they're the guys between your molars and your canines.
Right. So it's not, it's very rare that anyone would have no adult teeth. It's some adult teeth they might have.
No, it would be like quite... It'd be associated with different medical conditions to be missing a good chunk of teeth.
Right.
But no, most people will get adult teeth to some degree.
If you've ever seen an x-ray of a child and their jaw like side on when the teeth are coming through, it's the craziest thing. Google it now if you haven't seen it. It's the most crazy structure of these adult teeth pushing through. But we have more adult teeth than we have children's teeth, right? How does that work? Do they just get pushed aside? Are they different sizes? Or how do we have 32 as an adult and 20 as a child?
So the 20 baby teeth are going to be replaced by 20 adult teeth. And that's why we're going to typically start losing baby
teeth. So you typically lose all of your baby teeth, every single one?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Right. And when I said that the first adult tooth comes into the mouth, that's at 6-ish. But the first baby tooth to actually be lost is around 7, because the first tooth to come into the mouth that's an adult one actually doesn't have a baby tooth before it. So it is just with the expansion of the jaw and stuff, we're getting more room at the back to let in the molars. So we have, maths. we have 12 molars to come in, 4 of them being wisdom teeth, which a lot of people then don't have room for, which is why they have to get them out, because there's not enough room in the jaw. So it is just the expansion of the jaw that's allowing those other molars to come in, which don't have baby teeth before. But then they also have, the baby teeth are actually, this is so nerdy, but the baby teeth actually are bigger than the adult teeth. And there is this leeway space of 1.5 millimeters to actually allow for the adult teeth to come in with no issues.
Right.
But again, then if you're missing that space, it's very difficult for those teeth to come in the right place. So that's why you'd have teeth coming in totally, of course, and you'd have more complex orthodontics. So that's why it's always preferable to like save the baby teeth to prevent that. Or sometimes you get like little appliances that attach to other teeth to hold that space until that baby teeth comes
in. I see. Okay. So essentially you want everything sort of in the right place, so the stuff that's coming up behind it slots into where it needs to.
Because sometimes if there's no space, it could also not come up, and it could very much struggle to come up, and then you'd need like assistance by little gum surgeries and stuff.
So then the teeth themselves, what we see on top is the crown. Now, I thought the crown was like the top, but the crown is actually the visible white bit of your tooth. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then inside that is what, and how does that attach to our jaw?
So the crown is made up of enamel, dentine, and then the nerve. So that's the, and then the, all of that kind of extends right down to the bottom of the tooth, but the enamel stops at the gum level.
Right.
And the gum level is, or the enamel is the outer white protective layer. And that's going to like help prevent our sensitivity. It's going to provide the white color of our teeth. And then we've got into the dentine, which has got more nerves in it. And once any cavities or anything get into that, because it's softer than the enamel, it progresses much faster. And then in the center, we have the nerve.
Why do we have nerves in our teeth? Because like we don't really want nerves in our teeth, do we? What does a nerve do?
Well, it's to even tell the hot and cold, so to tell if something's
alive. Right, okay.
So like a lot of then when you start to get those cavities getting deeper into the tooth, you're gonna like have like cold tests and hot tests from us, or it's gonna be those symptoms that let us know what's the issue with the tooth. And then that's when you're getting into a root canal, which is a filling in the center of the tooth where the nerve was.
Right. So a root canal, because I haven't had one, but there is one distance on the horizon, and I'm really scared about it because I hate the dentist. No offense. this root canal, what happens? You You drill down into the center to get rid of the nerve, is it?
You want to take out the center of the tooth. Yeah, all the way.
But the tooth stays in place.
The tooth stays in place. Okay. So you're keeping that tooth and you're taking out the center of the tooth. So you're kind of left with like a ring or a donut shape. And then the inside of that is being filled up with a material. And that will go all the way down to the bottom of the tooth, which is like majoritively is under the gum. Like a lot of our tooth is actually under the gum. So the crown part is above the gum and then the root part is underneath the gum. Mm. We'd have to access that root canal through the crown part.
These materials, the science behind this has gotten so much better over the last few decades, right? We used to fill them with, what was it? Like mercury or something. It wasn't quite mercury, but iron fillings, right? Now we have these different composite materials that mimic the strength of the tooth. How good are they? Like, are they as good as, you know, the your natural bone and your natural enamel?
So nothing that we have in practice at the moment is going to replace your own natural tooth.
Right.
So that's why, again, as I said previously, it's very important to act on the side of prevention, because anytime you start getting into stuff, you're replacing it with a less great substance. So like the mercury one, that is no longer used in general practice, unless there's certain circumstances that it has to be used for. But in general,
mercury is actually still sometimes used.
Fillings.
Oh, really?
It's not used in, like, it has to be very specific circumstances, right. But the guidelines are now saying for them not to be used. And now it's the white fillings that have come onto the market. So dentistry is, I guess, always trying to evolve and create more minimally invasive dentistry. So like the silver fillings would have been even working on like mechanical retention compared to the white fillings are working on adhesive, so sticky retention. So because of that, we aren't being as invasive and stuff. So everything is getting more preventative, less invasive, but still we want to just keep our own teeth.
What about, we have organ replacement. Is the future of dental work teeth replacement? There is some research I saw this week talking about lab-grown teeth. Is that something that we see as actually being a potential application in dentistry?
I hope so, because like we're always looking for more minimally invasive ways. But currently as it stands, I mean, we won't know until it ever goes into practice how it works. But like even from, for example, if we're basing it on historical, like we're always trying to be more preventative. Like before, to replace a tooth, it would have been a bridge, which involves cutting down two adjacent teeth, which then could cause problems for both of those in the long run, more invasive. Now we've gone to an implant would be the gold standard, and that's going to be a standalone tooth, so it's not jeopardizing your adjacent teeth, so the teeth beside. So, I mean, it very possibly could be the future. It would be the next step for minimally invasive dentistry. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, and thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Brona Keane is a specialist in cosmetic dentistry and facial aesthetics. Brona, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Future Proof Extra
with Jonathan McRae.
Proudly supported by Research Ireland
on News Talk.